With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Sophia, you went through a lot in this episode, so I do think you should be the person to bring us in here.
That feels
guys,
fair.
Let me just say, weird to have missed last week and be like, what did I miss? Oh, I missed a lot. But here we are. We've made it to season 6, episode 13, Things a Mama Don't Know. This originally aired January 5th, 2009. Wow, that's weird that we're in 2009. The synopsis, friends, is that Peyton receives some startling news that she must share with Lucas while he is still in L.A. Lucas discovers that Julian has been keeping another secret regarding the movie. Ooh. Nathan struggles in a new professional environment, and Brooke's search for runaway Sam forces her to confront her own feelings about the night of her attack. And there's lots of ands.
And
Millie moves out of Marvin's apartment. This was directed by our favorite Mike Leone, written by Karen Gist. And we have to talk about it.
You were doing a different movie on this episode.
Like, what show?
Completely different.
Were we all making?
We're making like 10 different shows. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was like, is it Full House? Is it like, are we doing Party of Five? Are we
it
doing...
It was the Wonder Years with the little boys.
Yeah.
It was like a Lifetime movie with Brooke and Xavier. It was very... I had a rough time. I had that feeling watching this episode, taking notes, where I was like, oh, this is one of those moments that makes me embarrassed about what we do for a living.
No.
Guys, I left my notes at the house. Like, I walked all the way down here to the garage. It's raining. And I was like, oh, I have to go get them. And then I sat down and was like, no, I don't.
No.
I don't need those notes.
You remember what happened. You know how you feel.
I actually liked the episode. And I... I think because at this point we'd kind of resigned ourselves to crazy. It was like, I guess we're doing some crazy shit. And so it wasn't shocking anymore.
Yeah, we had really jumped the shark by this point. I will say, having not been with you guys for the last one, doing the recap, I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I don't know, maybe I didn't see it coming, but I really had no idea that this is when you were going to tell Lucas you're pregnant. And I loved it.
I didn't either. That was a big surprise.
Right?
Yeah.
And you played it so well, Hill, because like, you're so emotional and so hysterical. And I mean that in a good way, like hysterically crying. Yeah, not hysterical, like the way that people say that to women that makes me want to poke them in the eyeballs. But
you're hysterical.
You're hysterical, darling. It made the reveal really, really fun.
Yeah.
That was a fun day on set because maybe that's why I like this episode, because I remember specifically what I was doing off set. And I had a friend from high school, this guy friend of mine, and we were both just like going through it. And he was like, I'm going to come visit Wilmington. I was like, great. And so he came down for a few days and he came to set that day that we filmed the Lucas, I'm pregnant scene.
Yeah.
And this is a person I've known since I was 11 years old. And I didn't know how he was going to react, but I knew he'd be safe with Mike Leone behind the monitor and like it would be a friendly experience. And we left that day and he was so weirded out. Just like, Hillary, you just started crying. Like, I've known you forever. It was just so weird to see you like farting around. And then the second they yell action, you're just snot and sweat. And
professional
like,
crier.
Baby. And that was, it was fun to have someone there for all this stuff, you know, and have a person from my real world like touch grass and be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just Peyton was having a great time this episode. She had good news. So everybody else.
Yeah.
I feel the tables have finally turned.
I know.
I mean, look, the boys were fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. The boy, how come the boys never have to fight anybody?
Why don't the boys have to cry?
They fight. But I love Chad's reaction to the pregnancy news. Yeah. And I loved when Lucas came home at the end. I'm jumping. But I just remember really like being in tune with Chad with the baby stuff because that was new for us. And we were pumped about it. It was almost like we were having a baby. We were both just like, let's see how this goes.
I like that there any hint that of fear that Julian might interfere with Lucas and Peyton completely is gone in this episode. Of course, it's like the moment she says I'm pregnant, that storyline moves immediately over to, well, to Brooke because he shows up to, you know, help her out.
Yeah,
that was fun. I also really loved the pregnancy reveal. I thought that was really well done. I did think it was going to be some big horrible news, and then and then you turned your frown upside
wait
down.
For it
was
guys.
So cute.
Yeah, just you wait. Yeah,
and I like that Mia was there like very early on in the episode to kind of clear the air because there was a lot of dark shit in the last episode.
Yeah,
that felt uncharacteristic of the relationships on our show. And so I'm glad that we like just got to them. We're like, never mind, just kidding.
Right. Well, that's what it is. It's never mind, just kidding. Because here's what's weird about it is in the last episode, it felt like you were waiting on really on news. Like you had heard that something was wrong and you were really upset. Because remember, you took it out on Mia. You were so mad at her. You were really grouchy. What? But we never clarified that. It was just like, now all of a sudden you're pregnant. Or did I miss something?
Honestly, I think Peyton went into the hospital thinking there was like a tumor, thinking there was like a thing.
Yeah, like they were testing you for ovarian cancer.
But they make you pee as a woman every time you go to the, it doesn't matter what, it's like a dentist appointment. They're like, you should still pee in this cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that didn't even cross her mind, which is stupid. When I was in my 20s, I had like a pregnancy test in every drawer in my
house.
Oh my
God, me too. I was obsessive about it.
Yeah.
I still have, yeah. You know, you got to keep one around.
She didn't have a mother. She didn't know.
Nobody taught her these things. I did love that.
I'm glad to be in the mother category because I do think it gets you out of all the bullshit. because Haley is now getting to do all this, like the full house stuff, like the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
The, you know, cuddling in bed, being sexy with Nathan.
Yeah. It did a good feel vibe. like a dramatic version of Full House, like the whole Nathan and Haley stuff. And the even with Dawn, I mean, I did love it with the little boys walking down the lake and seeing that their friendship blossom. It was super sweet. But it also made me think, is this the time now when were all of our fans starting to have kids that were our age? And so that's why they were like, well, this is now a family show that you can watch with your kids. I just couldn't figure out, thinking the show that we started making, it seemed disjointed for a moment to be now watching a show about two little kids. Not that it wasn't sweet, just was weird.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it feels like a departure to watch the little boys, but also Jackson's such a good little actor.
Yeah.
And so was the little boy playing Andre.
Yeah. But I think they wanted to give him more to do. I think he wanted more to do. And, you know, he'd really been put through his paces for two seasons now. And
he's got big boy teeth.
Yeah. There's also something about
the fake tooth is gone.
The flipper. But there's something about the way that Andre allows for the Quentin storyline to stay alive.
Yeah, which
and
we
with
needed.
Nathan. Yeah, with Nathan wanting to wear number 12 and, you know, everything coming full circle with Brooke's attack and the whole thing, it certainly feels like they leaned into it really hard so they could keep all of that moving.
Yeah, I think so.
Top of mind.
That's what this episode was. It was all full circle. It's like if you go back, you know, you can go back a season. You can go back five seasons. Peyton and Lucas are finally together having a baby.
Mm.
You've got
Nathan's playing basketball.
The dream,
again.
The basketball dream is finally coming true. Yep. Mm-hmm. Haley's getting back into music. Brooke is taking her power back. You know, like all those full circle moments are happening in this episode. Yeah. So it felt big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Weird, but big.
Weird, but big. I was surprised about Julian's dad being the movie producer, Gregory Harrison.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What an absolute dreamboat he is. We wound up spending so much time together over the years, and he is such a nice man. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my God, does he come in like an 80s villain in this? You know, so just like Luther. That. Yeah, like that classically handsome. You're like, does he own the newspaper? Is he going to run for governor? Like, who's this bad man? And that made me giggle too, because it felt so weird watching him and Lucas together. That felt like its own show. I felt like I was watching like Days of Our Lives, and then I felt like I was watching Full House, and then I felt like I was watching a Lifetime movie of the week where like the assaulted woman enacts her revenge. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we should have talked more back then. We should have like done table reads or
somebody. Yeah. Wouldn't that have been nice? I feel like a table read really could have solved a lot of problems.
Table reads would have been nice for us.
No way. The Gregory Harrison scenes are so great because this is a show that's had some pretty complicated daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy comes in and connects with Lucas right away. And I thought Chad was so good in those scenes. He was really listening and communicating clearly with this man. And like, it was like a healthy, non-toxic male interaction. They're being vulnerable with each other. I liked it.
Yeah.
And I thought like, oh, that's the dad that Lucas needed. That's, and then when Lucas kind of schools him later, it's like, I just found out I'm becoming a father and I'll give my kid anything they want. I don't know. I just thought, how great for Lucas to have an opportunity with a dad that's not Dan. And doesn't carry the damage of the Keith relationship.
Yeah. That is really nice. It's interesting that you picked up on that, because I think the thing I couldn't get past was, why is this grown man telling this adult man that he doesn't know that his son is going to try to his girlfriend? Like, I was like, what? Yeah. It felt so out of character and unprofessional and like petty to me. But that's obviously the writing. It's not sweet Gregory, who did a great job with it.
He was playing opposite the intention, I think, which worked really well.
Yeah, Gregory just played it very like, I know my son and he's a mess. He made it, you know, personal, and I thought his motivations were really good. But I was like, what movie producer would talk to a writer like that? Like, what's happening?
Oh, plenty.
So you're helping win me over on it.
Did you see the big picture in the office that was like the Warner Brothers water tower? Like, they modeled this studio executive after Warner Brothers, and then they hire the most handsome actor to come in and play like Peter Roth, you know? It was like, what executive at Warner Brothers were we trying to compliment with that little
that
bit?
That is so
and
funny.
Also give a, it's like a backhanded compliment if we're saying that he's super petty and gossipy and, you know, weird.
But I do think the redeeming quality of it is who Lucas gets to be in response. And it is, to your point, so nice to see him talk about what he hopes would be his own course of action as a father. That's really winning. And maybe it wouldn't have felt quite as winning if Gregory hadn't been petty about Julian. You know, like maybe you need the device to make the payoff work.
I like that Lucas, it felt like he was... well, I mean, he did. He gave Julian the benefit of the doubt, which was unusual in that moment, especially since his dad wasn't a Danish sort of character. But I mean, maybe that's what it was. He was just triggered by this sense of care for another young man who's got a conflict with his dad and just wanted to stick up for him and make it okay.
Well, that's such a good point, because while I was watching it, hearing Julian described, I was like, oh my God, Peyton Sawyer dated two Nathan Scotts. Like, they're the same boy, where they're winners. And they have rich daddies, you know, and they're really trying to fight the stereotype of who they could be. They want to make art. They want to make things beautiful. They want to be like good family people, but those daddy issues are tricky. Same dude. And Brooke Davis has kissed both of them too.
Hey, hey.
But you know what's so interesting about you saying that is because we've recently had that storyline that I love where Brooke and Nathan as adults are starting to rely on each other as friends and communicate about their upbringings. And, you know, they're friends. And so it tracks for me as you say that, that Julian has similarities to Nathan. I'm like, oh, actually, I think Brooke and Nathan's adult friendship is probably in the energy part of what lets her see Julian too.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like, we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for mm-hmm. my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit, and then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party. Mm.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
As we're talking about this, I feel like it's ringing bells. Do you guys ever remember people describing Austin as the third Scott brother? Because
yes.
He's essentially a hybrid of Lucas and Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally blanked on that until just this second.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, he does. He does sort of fit in both of those pockets. I'm interested to see how this unfolds, though. As much as I disliked the whole movie storyline altogether, I'm really glad it brought us Austin and Julian. And I'm interested to see how this goes down with Luke. I was surprised that he stuck up for him, but I'm glad that he did. When does Gregory come back, though? Does he just come on set for the movie? Is that the whole deal?
I remember him walking into Red Bedroom Records. Because mm-hmm. he came in with Greg when we were all like being introduced, our producer Greg. And it was Greg and Greg. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And he was real like, I liked the energy he put out because he was real like, I'm a family man. I go right home after work. I don't hang out with kids. And I was like, all right, cool guy.
Yeah.
I dig it. Yeah. He was just really clear about who he was and what his role was there. And it was super professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the contrast between what we'd been exposed to and then this new guy coming in. And I really respected it. It was nice that he articulated it so clearly.
Yeah.
So Julian's back on the movie. And then he's helping Brooke solve her massive problem right now. Well, Brooke seemed to have actually solved it really quite well herself. He just showed up as a little extra muscle.
It was so odd to me, though, why it was blocked that way. Like, Austin and Evan just standing in the doorway, like, looking around.
They're not even pulling out a phone calling the cops.
They're like, oh, she's got this handled.
So yeah. I was like, all of this feels weird. It all felt so
Someone told
silly.
Them they were off camera. They Probably. Were like,
am I wearing shoes? Can you see my feet? Am I on camera?
No.
I loved Brooke's line, not a ma'am. Let's start with the beginning of Brooke not going a ma'am. To the cop, trying to find Sam, which is great. I really liked you in this episode. You also like very rarely don't wear makeup in for Brooke. You know, she was always like done up. It was really fun to see you just lean into the whole distraught mom, like not concerned about getting makeup to, you know, also there was so much pressure from the studio to have our hair and our makeup and everything look a certain way that it was nice to be in a point in the seasons where we could just kind of do what we wanted, what was best for the characters.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. But yeah, that was my fave. Not a ma'am. Let's just get our priorities straight. Like I'm looking for my adopted daughter who's disappeared, but by the way, not a ma'am.
Let's not start there. I love those little interjections of humor that like she just kind of can't help herself. Those were always really fun for me to play with. The storyline, I don't know. It's weird to watch it back because it just feels so extreme.
It is.
And watching it just makes me feel so uncomfortable. And it also made me think, like we get to the end of it and they have me repeat his line to him, like, you have a nice night or whatever.
Yeah. Weird.
And they always did that with us. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about in later
the
seasons.
Button.
Yeah, they would always make us, like, repeat what the bad guy said to us. Like, I remember they, whenever that was it season 8 when we did the big hurricane episode? And, like, they make Chantel do it.
Oh, yeah. And didn't Paul do it to Carrie?
Yeah, like, it's just mm-hmm. like, God, what are we doing? Why every single time? Do we repeat the thing the villain said? I don't know, you guys. The whole thing just like made me cringe. I was like, I can't deal.
It's so Psycho Derek all over again.
It is.
Like they knew that it was a moneymaker to beat a girl up. And the thing that was hard for me is like we were in our 20s when we got beat up by Psycho Derek. Like we were grown-ups, but Ashley was like a kid. Ashley was a little kid getting thrown onto that bed by a grown man.
Yeah.
And that felt gross.
The whole thing.
I don't know that we needed to duct tape a little girl and put her in a closet to get our fan base invested. Our fan base was awesome. Like we didn't have to go to the extreme that way. And so Brooke is essentially doing the same exact thing she did in the prom episode.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. now instead of Peyton, she's coming in and taking duct tape off of Sam's mouth. And I'm not going to leave you. We're going to do this together. You know, mm-hmm.
I wonder how those things get past the writer's room. Like, how is there no one that's going? Well, maybe the whole room was going. We already did this. And there was, you know, one person that was determined to make it happen. But I don't understand why we had to go to the absurd extreme again. It just seemed so over the top. And my note here of watching a woman squirm while a man looms over them, over her. It's just so unnecessary and it doesn't fit our show. It doesn't fit the themes of our show. I didn't understand what the point was other than to make it salacious and it felt really distasteful to me. I didn't like it.
Yeah. And just a lot of it felt Like it leaned in a way that was just so uncomfortable. The way he was directed to throw her around, the really sexual tone of the conversation, yeah. like with me yeah. going, do you think yeah. they're having sex? And like speaking of mouths, yours is
oh,
nice.
Oh, the
like,
mouth what? Comment.
It was just like, I don't know. I just was like, what? Why are we doing this? And it's right. not that women don't get assaulted. It's not that there aren't creepy men in the world. We've all had our encounters with them. But it's like, why is this what we're choosing to do on TV?
Yeah, we're not teaching anybody anything through this experience. That's what was irritating to me. It was just salacious. It was just soap opera. Ooh, let's make him the bad guy by giving him gross things to say. And let's watch her be really uncomfortable because that's what happens to women.
So he's a thief, murderer, and rapist. He's all the things.
All the yeah. things. Yeah. And it just, yeah, it felt totally unnecessary because we weren't learning anything. We weren't teaching anyone anything. There was no catharsis. It was totally pointless. It really, really frustrated me. However, I really did like watching Brooke kick his ass.
Thank you. That did feel cathartic.
There was a GQ article that was written about our show by the guy who owned Peyton's house. And oh. I remember he called our show a rape fantasy. And I was wow. so, at the time, I mean, he wrote it like when the show was still on the air. And I was so like, what? And he was a buddy of mine. He was older than us. And I was like, that's what he took away from the show. But watching this episode, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. for an adult man who has a daughter that's living on one of the sets and the fan base is like watching rape fantasy. I can yeah. imagine his horror. I would be creeped out. You know, like,
yeah. I wonder how Mike Leone handled this because, you know, just like we all have to do, you have to completely commit to the job. You got to throw yourself into it 100%, whether you think it's ridiculous on the page or not. Mm-hmm. So as a director who has daughters, I just wonder, we should ask him one day.
Well, he kept the set so light so that it never felt threatening.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was always had a very positive, mindset and dialogue going.
Yeah.
Ashley kicked ass.
She did. She was so good. And I do remember him talking to us about liking this dynamic that the girls were going to fight back, you know, and that he really wanted us to go for it. And I mean, we choreographed a really gnarly fight.
Yeah.
Between Xavier and Brooke. It was violent. And yeah. Mike was really all in on, you know, this woman kicking this man's ass. And I was like, yeah, that feels right. If we're going to do it, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so I do think that is part of it, right? Is your job is to make the script you have. Yeah. So it's, in a way, you're in a box, but you try to do your best inside of it.
Was this post The Hitcher for you or same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was years later.
Oh, it was. Oh, I was wondering if it was like they saw they felt like that was exciting and they saw the success and they were like, oh, let's do it. Let's just do it again with Sophia.
You know what would have made it better? If you had to teach Sam that cheer camp trick just real fast.
Sam, make a table.
All fours. Quick.
Go. All fours, tight core.
Sam's like, what? Is this cheerleader? That would have fixed it.
That would have been funny.
I know, though, like, you know, when we would get scripts like this, kind of that gut feeling of, oh, I got to do this. But, you know, they've been showing Brooke with a gun. They've been showing Brooke, like, processing all of this trauma for so long.
Yeah, again, full circle, like you're saying.
Glad to just, like, get it over with. Like, okay, fine. Okay, yeah, let's fight. Let's be done.
Yeah, like let's do it and be done.
And is it after this, does Brooke start to kind of go back to normal or do you remember?
I don't remember.
Well, we know she put her head on Julian's chest right
she
there.
She sure did. She just crumpled right in.
Oh, it was like Speed where they kiss at the end because it's just been such an extreme day.
Kiss me. Make this day better.
I've got to put my feelings somewhere.
Yeah, in your mouth.
Oh, God.
Ew, gross.
It's also so funny because, and I know we've talked about this, but obviously we had really tall boys on our show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we were always in heels, but because we'd been doing stunts, I was in Converse. So like me leaning into Austin's chest, it's like my forehead goes into his sternum. Like it's the least sexy embrace. It just looks like a like kid's sister being like, okay.
No, I thought it looked cute. It looked cute. And then he like gives you a little pat, like
a little pat pat.
Yeah.
There, there.
Like, it's okay, honey.
No, it kept it like nice and platonic, but also like
a little spicy.
What's going on here? Yeah, it was cute. Yeah. It wasn't as cute as chasing Mia though.
No, that was cutie.
Super cute. Fun to see that also, starting.
How is she only 18?
Wait, is she? Is that what we figured out?
That's what her she says it.
Oh,
when
oh,
she's
gosh.
Teaching him to make Long Island iced teas, he's like, "Do you want my job?" And she says, "I can't. I'm only 18."
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, "Excuse?" But I guess we're all only 22. So
I guess that's true. It seems like we're so much older for all the problems we're dealing with.
It is so insane.
Oh.
I don't remember us driving around in the car. I don't remember chasing me a meeting.
Oh, my God.
I think the element of surprise for me watching this was great because I just I was somewhere else.
There was a lot I didn't remember, but I wish I could remember why anyone convinced us that it was a sellable thing to do, to stop the car just in the road, shoot the scene, and then keep driving.
Yeah.
I was like, they couldn't have just put us on a process trailer.
No, because we were already at Quentin's house. They're like, not only are the girls going to stop, they're going to stop at Quentin's house right
We must have been behind.
It had to have been behind on the day. They just had to get it done.
It was really terrible. I was embarrassed. I was like, I mean, we did it. We did our jobs, but like, why?
Yeah, there's no traffic. It's a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, we're just stopped. I just need to say this here and then I can keep driving. But you literally say to me, you go, you're driving, Brooke, and we're stopped in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
To be fair, I did think from peripherally, I did think that it was that you guys were at a stoplight for a second. Do you think maybe they were trying to make it look like that? I mean, I wasn't watching it the way that you were because you were there. So you remember.
Every single thing just gave me the ick. I was like, oh, God, I'm embarrassed.
No, you were just looking so hard. By the way, just so every woman out there knows that bullshit about having to wait 48 hours when someone's missing. I believed that for years until I started doing It Couldn't Happen Here and met with law enforcement. And they're like, oh, no, that's just total bullshit. That's just what we tell people so that, you know, we're only dealing with real serious stuff. And so if you have someone who is missing, make them try to show you the code because it's not real. It's not real.
Whoa.
No, whoa. If there is a child or a woman or anyone that is missing, just push hard.
Yeah.
Because when that cop was all like, ladies, she's a runaway. She's also an at-risk juvenile.
Wow.
Get her. Yeah, it was crazy.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to cheapcaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole
platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She Aww. Would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you guys see the lady on Instagram who does Lie for Your Safety? Have you seen
no.
this girl? I actually don't even know if I follow her, if I just, she just keeps popping up in my feed. But yeah, it's Lie for Your Safety. It's like all the rules of how to, things that you can say to make sure that if you're in an environment where you feel in danger, that you know the right lie to tell. You know, you're never home alone. You're never, you know, I don't remember all of them, but they're really good. Also, I should try and find some and send them over because it's something that I want my daughter to know about too. I feel like there's a lot of these sort of unspoken rules and things that you can do that are helpful. So you don't go missing.
Right? Poor Sam needs that.
That's what Sam needs. She was so good, Ashley Ricards. Man, I just love her work all the time. She always surprises me. I was also surprised by Millie and Mouth in this episode.
Are we going for
I
it?
No,
should
we just move on? I mean,
that was rough.
It made me sad.
The vilification of Millie here didn't make me happy.
Same.
Nope. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, like I get in the heat of the moment. It's a fight. Oh my God, I slept with somebody else and I was a virgin. It was supposed to be you. Like that's heated. That's intense. That's an intense thing to deal with in a relationship. I could understand why they would part ways in the moment and go, you know, stress out somewhere else. But like that last scene of her packing up her bags and leaving and I'm sorry too. Like, I'm sorry you're such a slut.
That you did this.
Yeah. Like, off. Ew.
No, it made me really mad.
Well, and what bothered me about it, again, it's like, it's the commodification of women.
Yeah.
And the excusing of men's bad behavior, which, I mean, duh, we know who wrote our show, so fine.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy to me that he has been behaving the way he's been behaving, like leading on this woman, having this really inappropriate flirtatious relationship, knows it makes his partner uncomfortable, and then continues, it keeps going farther. He doesn't stand up for himself or for his partner. And then because she is like, I'm out, like it doesn't matter. This idea that like she did the worst thing. I'm like, no.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
Weeks and months of being gaslit and like being lied to. And when you have the courage to articulate, you are hurting me. And the other person is just like, sorry, not sorry. You know, you're blowing this out of proportion. Go sleep with all the bartenders you want. I don't care. Go, Millie, go. Like, I hate it for her that it was not a special moment and that it was like a throwaway.
Of course, yes.
But maybe Owen showed her a good time. We don't know. We weren't there.
Yeah.
Did Brooke ever sleep with Owen?
I don't know if they slept together. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this little do-si-do. Now Millie's shacking up with Owen and Brooke is making googly eyes at Julian. And
listen.
I like it.
We love it.
There's that moment in Close Over Bros where Peyton clocks Julian and Brooke talking to each other about looking for Sam. And that was fun. That was a fun moment.
Oh, yeah. You're like, huh.
You guys get a free pass. You're good.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
We have to talk about Nathan. Leather varsity jacket.
So good.
I love it.
Why doesn't he wear that every day?
I don't know. Yeah, I love it. I love seeing him. I like that I'm so glad they're keeping basketball alive on the show because I was getting to, I mean, slam ball was great too, but yeah, we definitely need to continue that. I mean, I'm not surprised he made the B League. I knew he would only because I suspected it, not because I remembered, but that was fun.
Why did they, I don't know. Okay, this is I am a little uncomfortable. That every bad guy trash talker that Nathan runs into is a black male.
Oh, yes. What the hell?
Like,
no, it's awful.
It's pretty tone deaf and like, gross.
Yep.
Didn't like that. And it's happened over and over and over again.
And what's frustrating is it like that's one of the things that you point out to the powers that be, and they tell you you're being too sensitive and ridiculous, and you're like, but do you not?
Yeah, because they think they're not being inclusive. They're like, it's diversity. We're bringing in lots of people who have color, and you're going, okay, but in what capacity?
Yeah, please, just bad guys.
Just cool. Just take a look.
Yeah,
you're like you really haven't finished the sentence yet, have you? Okay, okay.
But I thought that bad guy was great, you know?
Yeah.
He did a good job.
He looks so familiar to me. Why does that actor look so familiar?
I really liked that he put something underneath the combativeness. Like, so many people, you know, get a guest star role like that, and they're just supposed to be like, you know, the combative, angry, whatever. And he had something else going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made it real and relatable.
You could feel the pressure and the goals. And it was really, I thought it was a really beautiful performance that did more with that role than what was on the page. Mm-hmm. And I wish we could ask Mike Leone about it. Like, you know, knowing our show so well. And for our friends at home, Mike Leone, who directed this episode, was our script supervisor on the show. So, I mean, there's literally no one who knows our scripts better.
Yeah.
And I'd be so curious to know how he would think about, you know, how to direct people because of that.
Because these are grown-ass men tearing each other's pictures up. Like, that's...
Yeah, that was absurd.
That was so dumb. I wrote that down in my notes. I was like, what adult men are ripping up each other's family photos? Like, what are we doing?
But not the kid. Like, he wouldn't touch the kid. But the wife and the whole family, that's up for grabs. That was so strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do guys, like, do this in that, like, in sports because they're like, oh,
sports.
You're gonna...
Like, you guys, we are talking about an episode in which grown men ripped up each other's family photos and I pistol whipped someone. What is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Like, what is happening? And the thing is, though, you know when you go to a restaurant and they put all the shit together that shouldn't go together, like eggs on a donut, on a pizza, and you taste it and you're like, I mean, all right. Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what our show is at this point. Is just eggs on a donut on a pizza and the salt and sugar mixed together. And you're like, fine.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Just it's all going to the same place. It's fine.
You're like, looking at it makes me feel a little sick, but it is delicious.
Okay. So this is BJ Britt. He was in Vampire Suck, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Peaceful Warrior. Maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. is when I don't know, but he was really good. I was glad to see what you said, Sophia, as well, that there was something underneath it. And it made me want to see more of him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, are they going to become friends? Because that would be cool.
I hope so.
I mean, is it that sense of healthy competition where he knows they're going to be trash talking him from the other team on the court? So they sort of give it to each other in practice so that they're used to it and build up their immunity. I mean, I'm not sporty either. I don't really know.
I love the immunity to the trash talk.
Immunity to trash talk.
We're going
to
go put on little shorts, my jock strap. We're going to say nasty things to each other. Like, I just, this is why my child does theater. Go on now. Talk about your feelings. Do that.
Well, the toxic team mentality is not good for anyone.
Yeah.
But this coach has been in so many episodes and all I ever hear is him called Coach. And I'm like, what is this character's name? It's making me nuts.
Yeah, who is he?
Because he's a good actor.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
How come Brooke didn't kiss him? How come, you know, like,
I don't know. I didn't kiss the hot doctor. I didn't kiss the cute coach. What are we doing?
I'm still mad about the doctor.
Doctor.
It was a real missed opportunity.
We have a fun quote from Jackson. Was it Jackson? Sometimes people have to cry out all the tears to make room for a heart full of smiles.
Aww.
I'm sentimental. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, the little kids processing grief together, really, it just cuts to the quick of the issue in a very interesting way. And I know it's strange to kind of watch those Wonder Years scenes, but I liked it for what you saw Jackson process for the way that it kept Quentin top of mind for Nathan, and then for what it offered to Dawn.
Oh,
you know, her being able to have this moment where she realizes that her young child is seeing more than she thinks he is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the truth for every parent, right? Like, my God, and in my adult years, as I've done therapy, like all of us have, you know, I've taken some things to my parents and they're like, what do you weren't there or you remember that? Yeah. And I'm like, hello, I've been in therapy for 30 years. What are we talking about? And it's like, we don't often get to see that when a kid gets to look at a parent and say, I am affected by this.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know, I thought that that was really special and I thought it was a sweet device.
I definitely feel that as a parent, that I'm constantly surprised by how much she notices, and remembering how at such a young age, when there is grief to process and there are hard things, you try and find ways and quotes and isms and metaphors and just ways to make it really simple for a child's mind to process things that are hard.
So I think that's also why I really loved that quote, because it felt so, so simple and yet so poignant and real.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's true. The kids see everything. They notice everything. They just don't know what they're looking at all the time.
Dawn, coming from a comedy background and doing such heavy dramatic work in this, I don't know if that's like the secret trick. You know, like Steve Carell has that thing. Jim Carrey did it, where you're like, you're a funny person. I was obsessed with Dawn when she joined our show, because I was a kid that grew up on A Different World. And then I was obsessed with 10th Kingdom, and she plays one of the trolls in 10th Kingdom, which was a miniseries that came on like senior year in high school.
Oh my gosh. Wait, was this like the ABC Sunday night movie that was like a three-parter or something?
John Larroquette? Oh, girl. Yes. She's one of the trolls in that.
I have to go back and watch this.
And so Dawn had done all of this comedic work, and she comes on to our show, and there is zero funny about what she's doing, and she just nails it. And I loved that she wasn't despondent. She wasn't in her room locked up. She's still functioning in the kitchen, doing the very best that she can.
Yeah.
And the kid is still clocking the energy.
In the cleanest house I ever saw.
Yeah. But there have been so many pictures of her on the internet lately. We have some mutual friends, and she's doing the reunion tour for A Different World right now. So she's out there in like her cute outfits, dancing on stage with the whole cast.
I want to go to the reunion tour for Different World. Where is that happening?
That show is so good. And I watched so much of it as a kid. And I'm like, what's the equivalent of that now?
I don't know, but I had such a crush on Malcolm Jamal Warner. I loved that show.
Was he on that?
Yeah, he came in like halfway. I think he did. Maybe he did like a guest. Well, because it was, wasn't it where Denise went to college?
Yeah, Denise goes to college.
Yeah, so he would come in, and I think he came in on like for a season or something to visit.
I loved it. Such a cool cast. And so, yeah, Dawn, I'm glad we kept the Fields family as long as we did. When we started, and we started this season, and like Quentin dies so quickly, I was like, what? I thought there was more. And so I'm glad there was more. I hope there's more.
Yeah.
I hope they stay.
I know. It's like, I want to see the parallel universe of our show and see what Robbie would have done in season 6 if we had not made that terrible mistake.
We have to make the point, though, that Devin McGee was given a storyline and he was given work to do. And he did such a good job being a creep.
Oh, so good.
And truly terrifying. You know, the light switch thing that happens when he's like, Sam, you better keep your mouth shut. And then he's having that creepy conversation with Brooke where he's like, I'm just trying to get my work done.
And he's being really like almost demure.
Yeah, it's like really so
sweet
understated
and small. It's weird.
That's hard to do. It's hard to pull that off, I would think. I haven't had to play a real creep, but I would think that's pretty difficult to do where you're like trying to, I guess it's kind of like playing drunk where you try and play sober, you know?
You can see him trying to play normal and it's so.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no, he did such a good job. And I love that he does conventions. And I love that there are fans that are like, I got to get me a picture with him. I need my villain picture.
I'm starting to miss Deb. I really miss Moira. Just their presence on camera. And I feel like I need some more of that soon. I'm even starting to miss Dan. I feel like we haven't seen him in a while either.
I know.
Like, what's going on? I need them back.
Did we miss any storylines?
Well, the only one that we haven't talked about is Owen breaking his sobriety.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was really curious. I thought that the sort of collision course of Owen and Millie was cool. Just because they're both great actors, and it was interesting to see them as characters sort of run into each other with their pain. I do wish we'd seen a little more of what happened, and I want to understand. I don't know, what did you guys think about the way they handled him breaking his sobriety? Because I didn't understand why it was happening, and then only when Chase comes does he say you know, they gave him pain pills because he got hurt in slam ball. And I was like, wait a second, this could have been like a big deal.
Yeah.
This could have been a really good storyline for him. And instead, it just seemed like he went rogue and then threw it all away.
It's one of the hard parts, I think, about being on a show with a big ensemble cast. And also one of the puzzling things, because we did 22 episodes, so there was plenty of time to tease out some of these character development pieces instead of doing random violent storylines again. So it's confusing as to why they didn't take the time to draw that out. But considering all the other things they were packing in, I feel like we sometimes ended up with caricatures of characters rather than who they, you know, really are. And I wish I'd have been able to see Owen have some of his own moments outside of his connection to other people that are core members of the show, because we were at a point now in the series where I would have been fine. Joe's compelling to watch. He's interesting. He's a good actor. We knew enough about his storyline, his interactions with you and Rachel. And so I would have been fine watching him have his own arc in an episode outside of his relation to any of us.
Same.
I wish they would have done that.
It makes me feel better to hear that you wanted to see more of what actually happened with Millie and Owen, because that was my gut instinct. And I didn't know if I was being like voyeuristic, but I wasn't looking for sexy. I was like, what happened? Did he cry because he's drunk? Like, did she cry because she was drunk? How did they say goodbye to each other? Like, all of those things really inform.
But that wasn't the point. The point was Millie's a slut. That's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't get it.
Yeah, we didn't get any real payoff.
No, it all shapes how she's reacting to Mouth the next day. Like, what was that experience? Was it sad? Was it mean? Was it scary? Was it actually, like, kind of nice, which makes her feel guilty? Like, we have no idea. And to not get a hint at that, but you're right, to get the violence over and over again, when we could have had something that was really telling us a story.
Substantive stuff. Yeah.
What do we think happened? Do we ever find out?
I don't know. The thing that I think about in terms of the Millie and Owen dynamic is, like, Owen wouldn't sleep with Brooke.
Right.
Remember? He was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
He has a whole thing about himself and I think about his sobriety. And I would like to think that if they had that conversation, there would have been a lot of like, are you sure? I don't know how I feel about it. I would have loved to have seen her go, all that waiting has done is made it seem like a bigger deal. Everyone's paranoid. I don't know what to do. You know, like, let them have a real conversation about why she might just want to get this thing over with. Mm. And let him ask her questions. Let them make a decision. Like, it's not something I think he would be flippant about, given what we know about him as a character. And I actually think it would have been such a cool dynamic to see two grown adults have a conversation and, like, make a decision. And was it then funny and awkward? Like, did they have kind of a good time? Was she then like, well, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't with someone I'm in love with. Like, how do I process that? You know, I would have liked to have seen real exploration of intimacy and the way we make our decisions.
Yeah. We got it with Mouth. Mouth got to have those conversations with, like, Shelley and with Rachel, you know, like, he got to have these, let's talk it out. Let's think about it with Erica Marsh. Talk about these feelings. Poor Millie is just she goes from being the angel to the horse so fast. Girl.
It's terrible.
It's such a bad cliche. Bad look. What a bad look, guys.
See, I liked it when she got her duffel bag and got the fuck out. I was like, yeah, girl, you're going to go live on your own.
Yeah.
You're going to do some things.
Oh, I mean bad look on the writing. But yes, I was down for Millie.
By the way, that's what Haley tells Mia. It's like, you got to go out and live a life. You can't write songs if you don't have any stories.
Right.
Points were made.
So everybody's got stories this week.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Oh, you'll know real when you get it, because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Speaking of making stories, we have a question from Kate. Can you speak to how you direct an episode that you act in as well? And how do you get support for the scenes you're in? That's an interesting question. Thanks, Kate. So how did you find that? Did you enjoy it?
I did. I enjoyed it. I think, you know, the way that I did it, and I would imagine you did much the same, was, you know, our on-site producer, Greg, was on set every day when we were directing. And, you know, he was one of the people who directed the most episodes of our show. And essentially, you know, you would still spend your week doing prep and pre-production and location scouts and all the things you needed to do. And then you would block scenes. And for the ones you were in, you would block them with your actors, tell people what you wanted to do. Your stand-ins would watch as normal, but then you'd step out and you'd watch the stand-in do the scene with all the actors and make sure it was looking correct. And then that would be it. And so when we would have to act in scenes, Greg would call action and cut. You know, we would converse in detail about, did the camera move happen the way I described it? Did it feel really fluid? You know, did the reveal work? Because you had to trust someone else to be your eyes. And then obviously for all the scenes you're not in, you just get to singularly focus and be the director.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not enjoy it because I prefer to just be totally in the moment. So I want to be totally focused with what I'm doing, whether I'm directing, I want to be totally focused on that. If I'm in a scene, I don't want to be looking at the other actor thinking about what they should be doing differently to make the scene better or what I should be doing differently because I can't tell because that was not fun for me. I didn't like that experience. I just wanted to be there and like experience.
But you directed stuff after the show, right?
I did. Yeah. A couple short films and commercial and some stuff. I'd like to do more, but I'm just not at that point in my life right now. Have you directed yet, Hillary?
No.
Why? You should.
Yeah.
You really would be very good at it.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. I have a complicated relationship, I think, with scripted television. And I'm realizing that as we go through this process, because my husband loves it in a way that I still feel this resistance to. I had a person be like, Hillary, what do you watch? What do you love? And I was like, I strictly watch documentary. And so I have some documentaries to direct that are in the pipeline right now. But there's something about telling true stories that feels really safe to me and feels like I'm not manipulating anybody. Like, because I think we were manipulated so much on sets, that really stuck with me. And so in documentary, making sure that we are really like trying to uncover the truest version of the truth, because everybody has a different truth, that's safe. That's better. Yeah, we should just do documentaries on our characters, but like they're real people. Like, remember those MTV documentaries? True life.
Totally.
I think that you should consider at some point doing a film or short film or something that is fictionalized, because you do have such a strong grasp on reality, the way that reality looks and feels on camera, probably because you're watching documentaries all the time. It's like just in your blood. Yeah.
Well, if you're not doing anything, I'm heavily involved with the middle school production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. So, hey. You know.
Julie Taymor, look out.
Razzle dazzle. It's weird how we all were groomed to do the same job as kids and how that changes. Everybody takes that one ball of clay and they turn it into different stuff as we grow up. And that's cool. You know, and directing yourself sounds like a nightmare.
It's awful. Awful.
Kate, why'd you bring it up? Hey, so what is our honorable mention? Like, what did we love? Because for all of the stuff that we're like, this is weird. I did really like this episode.
You did. I liked Dawn. I thought she was great. I would give my honorable mention to her or BJ Britt. Actually, there was something really like cool about him. He made me want to come back for more of him. So anytime somebody makes me want to come back for more, I'm in.
I'd give my honorable mention to you, Hill. That reveal in the beginning that it's not cancer, it's a baby. I loved it. I loved it.
That's good.
You know, we all have like Peyton is sad trauma, and it was so happy. And then you were just like bumbling and overjoyed. And I loved it. I was like, yeah, this, I needed that. I needed a misdirect from like fear to happiness.
Well, guess what, guys? The pendulum's going to swing back in the other direction. And you guys are going to be all happy, perky. Everything's great. And Peyton's going to be like, doom. So we had our break. This is the top of the mountain. I really like these little kids talking to each other. The only other time we've had real little kid action is when we had little Dan and little Keith hanging out in the tree being...
It was creepy.
In the graveyard.
No, this was like earnest. This was loving. Our fan base had all become parents. They were like, And I liked that it meant... it's a break from the sexy. It's a break from the violence. It meant that the powers that be were saying this softer dynamic is valuable. And
yeah,
I hope it grows. I hope it grows.
Yeah, that was nice.
Even though they were afraid of it, so they had to put it in an episode with lots of ridiculous violence.
God, can you imagine the little boy that plays Quentin's little brother, Andre, and he's like, classmates, I'm in this episode of One Tree Hill. You should watch it. And everyone in the second grade at his school is watching Brooke pistol whip someone. Like,
it's not
the elementary school watch party.
We have to spin a wheel.
We do. We have to spin the wheel.
All right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. What if we just say whatever it is? We don't know what it is yet, but whatever it is, it's Millie.
Okay.
It's yeah.
Perfect. Most likely to be a contestant on Jeopardy. Yeah. That is Millie.
100,000% Millie.
Yeah.
And maybe Lisa in real life too.
Honestly,
she deserves
yes.
the flowers this episode. Poor Millie. We still believe in you. We don't think you're a slut.
Yeah.
We've done worse.
Sweet angel.
No, not at all. Although, Soph, actually, you really should be on Jeopardy. Have you done like a Celebrity Jeopardy or anything yet?
No.
Come on. You gotta do it. I would pay money to see that. Front row. I would be right there.
Not for me.
No, you could do it. You'd kill it. You'd be amazing. Next episode, season 6, episode 14, A Hand to Take Hold of the Scene.
That's a weird one.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
you could
drama
be queens. Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.